call from ediblehealingpaste.com and Global Voice Network. How you doing today? Welcome to the program. Today, Doc Peter and I are going to be talking about some inconvenient truths. Well, at least for Big Pharma, they're inconvenient truths. And this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure any disease and should not be accepted as medical advice. As always, viewers are directed to consult their own professional sources before acting on any information presented here. What is being presented is for entertainment and educational purposes only, and it is our opinion. So, that being said, let's bring Doc Peter on to the program, and welcome to the show, Peter. How you doing?
Oh, brother, doing just fine. I appreciate you stepping us back in to get this party started so we can help humanity, because the best medicine is the food, and it's what we feed in, garbage out. And thank goodness that the creator made this plant that's been around for 28 million years, and I got to hook my giddy up to brother Brad at MyNutra as well as you so that we could help humanity, because Brad kept his nose to the grindstone and decided to keep the plant matter whole on a whole different level that Big Pharma has missed the boat on. And we've been dealing with the oil industry since 2004. And like I say, I'm going to cover just for a second, Rick Simpson oil, he partly got it right. But if he could have just paid a little more attention and left his plant matter intact, he could have helped a lot more humans. I mean, they could have helped that 1 pound of plant matter that he soaked and washed in ethanol. If he wouldn't have done that and just took the whole pound and ground it up, he could have made 32 jars of medicine to help 32 people instead of one person. And then you get a lousy 90 doses of oil, which, by the way, is inert because it's missing the CBN, CBD, CBG, CBDAs, which are all required. They're integral composites of the whole plant to activate what's called the anandamide molecule in the brain so that it can bring you back to your bliss state. That's actually called the bliss molecule. The bliss molecule, the anandamide molecule, is actually called the bliss molecule in Sanskrit. And because when you keep the food grade plant matter intact, and that's what we're talking about today, folks, you're getting all the elements of the genetic code of the plant. However, when they do an extraction process, they literally destroyed the genetic code of the plant. And the problem is there's no other compounds that are left behind. They lose about 50% of the 500 compounds, but they lose all the terpenes. And without the terpenes, they won't get the entourage effect. Without the entourage effect, it won't rewrite neuron pathways to heal the whole body, because you have lots of endocannabinoid receptors. But when you take an oil, because an inert product and missing all the other elements, it can't help heal your machine the way it's supposed to, because it's missing the primary other elements, because the compound got destroyed through a high heat extraction process. But let me come back to Rick Simpson oil just for a second. The primary reason, and when Gail and I and you did a show on chemo and cancer and cannabis, and we covered that back in June 11th, back over at Gail's show. And basically, cannabis basically rewrites the new neuron pathways. It remediates the side effects of opioids. You can get off of psychotropics, Prozac. Folks, all the stuff Big Pharma's got you on, if you didn't read the side effects of what you signed up for, it's going to cause your body those side effects down the road. Those are basically, they're announcing it. And it's all in a physician's desk reference when I was in the Navy for 10 years as a doc. That was our go-to Bible on medications, but they're not really medications, folks. They're toxic poisons, and they destroy the genetic code of the human body. Anyways, Paul, on that note, what I would like to do is just segue into this three-minute video of what it would look like if Big Pharma actually told the truth and did cannabis commercials. I found this beautiful three-minute video that breaks it down better than anything else, because, folks, it can get you off the opioids, the psychotropics in real time. No side effects. You're sick and tired of the poison pills that Big Pharma's feeding you and not helping you heal, then this is going to be the show that you're not going to want to miss. Anyways, Brother Paul, let's segue into that three-minute video and show them what Big Pharma would look like if they were actually endorsing cannabis.
Do you have trouble falling asleep because of your Adderall? Have trouble waking up because of your sleeping pills that you take because of your Adderall? Are you left in a fog from Xanax and constipated by Vicodin? If you answered yes to any of these questions, it's time to talk to your doctor about weed. Weed is a once daily, or twice daily, am I right? Supplement that's been scientifically proven to treat many of the side effects that you're usually prescribed pills for.
I can't tell you how many of life's little moments I missed out on because of the constipated fog I was in after my doctor prescribed Vicodin and Xanax, my daughter's first steps, walking her down the aisle. I was done being spaced out, messed up on the toilet all the time. That's when I talked to my doctor about weed.
Weed is non-habit forming, no matter what Big Pharma or your middle school DARE instructor tells you.
It was tough seeing my dad in pain after his accident. It was just as tough seeing him zonked out on prescription pills. He was so forgetful. But now, he won't stop remembering stuff.
Do you remember that first episode of Lost? And they were in the jungle, and you were like, what is that? And then they looked back on it, and it was a polar bear? I don't think they ever explained that.
Symptoms of weed include extreme nostalgia, hunger, drowsiness, spontaneous laughter, and a newfound appreciation for the songs you already thought you liked.
Hey, do you guys remember Ace of Base? That was a cool group.
Symptoms of weed do not include insomnia, loss of appetite, nausea, headaches, muscle spasms, inflammation, seizures, physical dependency, or the risk of overdose. So if you're one of the 119 million Americans taking prescription drugs and suffering from these symptoms, weed might be for you. And if you're not taking prescription drugs but just want to chill the f*** out, weed might also be for you. Weed. What side effects, man?
Right, but it's actually the truth. And how ironic, Paul, that Brad, you know, I got hooked up with Brad's Giddy Up at My Nutra in 2015. I've been with him ever since. And he was the only one who told me about the pace. I says, and that makes total sense. So when he explained it to me, I says, yeah, that decarboxylation inside this 4-ounce jar is like magic. So all the compounds stay intact. Nothing bleeds off when we cook it at low, slow temperature underwater, and it just decarboxylates gently all the plant matter. And then you have 80 to 100 doses of top-notch magic that heals the whole human, the mind, body, and the spirit, because it's activating all the endocannabinoid receptors, because it's truly food.
Yes. And, okay, so let's talk about food. Let's talk about food in general. And
yes,
Genesis 1:29, and then God said, I give you every seed bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. Yet there's this plant that's been on the earth for 28 million years, and they have claimed ownership over it by restricting it and deeming it a Schedule 1 or something.
Yep.
And there is absolutely no reported cases of side effects. There's no there's no reported medicinal injuries as a result of it. So something that is so benign and absolutely unharmful has been deemed infinitely harmful and regulated.
Right. Go ahead.
What's up with that? That's all I was saying is what's up with that?
Well, brother, why don't we pop open that research? Let me see. Let me find the link. Okay. The registration fees link. I'd like you to open that up and put it right on, open it up for everybody to see so they can know I have a point of reference, that I just didn't make this up. See, folks, all these links will be superimposed in the drop down on what we're covering here. So you can go reference and read through it. But I do want to cover it just for a minute, Paul, because it's important, because most people are totally unaware that registration fees prove cannabis legalization is really just us buying back our rights from corrupt government, folks. You know, folks, they don't modulate for you growing tomatoes, cucumbers, parsley and tomatoes and potatoes. Yet, why are we marginalizing this plant that's been around for 28 million years? The creator didn't make a mistake with this plant. That's what made Big Pharma nervous. So that's why the last 86 years, they put the kibosh on cannabis. And we will do a history lesson on cannabis somewhere down the road, Paul. Yeah, well, I'd like to re-meet that. So because most people are totally unaware that they've been jamming us up since 1937. And that's the objective. See, folks, when you take the plant matter whole, you're actually activating all the left-right brain hemispheres. It actually activates that. Anyways, let's come back to this article, Paul. I want to read a little bit and go through so I can get the people up to speed. So I'm going to just go ahead and cover the first paragraph. It says, as an ever-growing body of scientific researcher further verifies the efficacy of medical marijuana as a natural alternative treatment for many ailments and for preventative health, more people are demanding access to this easy-to-grow weed. And while cannabis legalization sweeps the nation, state governments are becoming more open to the idea of having new cash cow. Yeah, well, we know how that works, huh, Paul? Anyways, there is, however, an enormous difference between the concepts of legalization and decriminalization. The former, legalization, gives new powers to the government to create an entire new subset of regulatory agencies, registration schemes, and punitive laws, fees, and punishments for engaging in the very simple act of gardening. Decriminalization implies that the government simply ceases to fine and imprison people. Think about it. Would anybody agree to paying an organized crime syndicate to grow tomatoes? In the excitement to escape the immoral prosecution of being locked in a cage for possession of a plant, we are happily willing to submit to these massive new extortion and control schemes while at the same time accepting the creation of all types of new crimes and criminal charges to harass and arrest us on. As an example, the Compassionate Use of Medical Cannabis Pilot Program Act of Illinois creates a broad scheme of taxation under the guise of concern for citizen health. Well, it's not what this says, folks. The Compassionate Use of Medical Cannabis Pilot Program Act establishes a patient registry program and protects registered qualified patients and registering and designated caregivers from arrest, prosecution, or denial of any right or privilege, and allows for the registration of cultivation centers and dispensing organizations. Once the act goes into effect, a tax is imposed upon the privilege of cultivating medical cannabis at the rate of 7% of the sales price per ounce. So for individuals who wish to grow their own in Illinois, the fees are some of the highest in the nation, high enough to restrict access to many who simply cannot afford it. This presumably keeps people dependent on the medical establishment and expensive pharmaceutical model for treatment of conditions which may positively be affected by the use of cannabis. Anyways, and in Massachusetts, Paul, there's an annual fee, $50 patient registration fee in that state, and the patients are required to carry a special ID at all times where in possession of cannabis. In New York, the fee is $50, but the government is waiving the fee, which still requires individuals to register with the government, another tracking device, subjecting themselves to new criminal laws. Connecticut charges patients $100 for the right to use a plant to improve their health. Wow, isn't that nice? So a thorough state-by-state guide of fees associated with so-called cannabis was created by Noel Skadansky. A glance at the documents highlights how creative government can be in coming up with tax and regulation schemes. Illinois currently has the highest fees, charging cultivators a $25,000 application fee, non-refundable, a $200,000 licensing fee, and a $100,000 annual renewable fee. So for dispensaries, the fees are slightly lower, but still among the highest charge is $5,000 application fee, non-refundable, and a $30,000 licensing fee and a $25,000 annual renewal fee. Maryland's proposed fees would follow Illinois in the highest rates for licenses. The state is proposing application fees of $6,000 for growers and $5,000 for dispensary, with proposed licensing fees of $125,000 for grower license and $40,000 for a retailer license. Anyways, final thoughts, brother, cannabis legalization is a code for usurping natural rights and then selling them back to us with a business model like this. Only those who can afford to purchase the right to grow and use the plant will have access to it. Extorting money from people is what government does best, and cannabis legalization is the cutting edge of the profitable endeavor. Anyways, bro, I've never really covered that all the way through like that. I thank you for posting that. But see, folks, this is like a tricks is for kids hour. When they started making the CBD oil, they didn't tell everybody that the CBD oil was inert. They didn't tell the people that Big Pharma, GW Pharmaceuticals, owns the 86 patents on a plant that's made in a lab synthetically that can't get past not only the blood-brain barrier, but it becomes inert and it actually goes and attacks the organ of the liver, which is not a good thing, Paul.
No, it's not a good thing at all. So basically what they have done is they have created themselves another cash cow, and they're all about the money. They're all about the money. They don't own it. They don't have the right to regulate it or restrict it. It didn't come from them. It's a natural thing that exists on the earth. And people are allowing this. You know, I mean, that's a really good point. I mean, would you allow the government to force you to purchase a license to grow a tomato plant in your yard?
Yeah. Okay. If you ain't growing it right, if you're not using our poisons and stepping through our hoops, it's a scam, brother. You know, I want to get a gentleman on the show. His name is Joshua Haupt, and he teaches. He's out of Denver, and he's a master of the universe. He's teaching the humans how to self-grow in their own houses. But see, bro, you got to go take out. Yeah, you got to go. I just can't believe you got to go ask for permission to grow a plant at any point on planet Earth. I just have difficulty with that. Well, thank goodness for Brother Brad. Our company's in Hawaii. He's got 9 acres. We do not buy our products from any of the dispensaries. Most of it I don't trust. I'm sorry. They're doing a lot of crossbreeding. They're doing cross-contamination with chemicals like mycobutanol. So, and folks, by the way, smoking weed does not fix your human. Yes, it might help your PTSD a little bit, but you need to take an oral pea-sized dose of the paste, and that's what works. And folks, I'll show you before the end of the show, Paul. I'll show them how to take a pea-sized dose. But because it's food grade, it lasts and activates those compounds throughout your human being for 12 hours, activating all the endocannabinoid receptors, rewriting new neuron pathways. And then because it's medicine, it's actually going to go troubleshoot the human body and find out what the problems are. So this is really, really It's the best kept secret on planet Earth, Paul. I've been sharing this for 7 years. I've been with Brad for 7 years, and nobody's heard about the paste. Well, folks, it's all about the paste, no trouble. And folks, I even have a video that will superimpose under here. I even taught how to make the canning cannabis back in 2015. The video's been out there for the last 8 years. Canning cannabis 101 is so simple, even my 5-year-old grandson can do it. And the benefits of being able to make your own medicine, folks, if you're in a recreational state, you get a pound of cannabis, you're going to be able to make 32 jars of magic medicine. That means you can help 32 humans by not making it into a freaking oil, Paul, by not destroying the molecular structure of that whole plant, by not making an oil. You're not going to have to throw it in the garbage now. You're actually going to use it, and it's going to be jarred up and put in a pot, and it's cooked at slow, low temperature, 180 degrees for about roughly 12 hours, and now you've got magic in a jar. And Brad had the concept enough to keep the plant matter whole and figure this out. And we've got Brad, which I like about Brad, he's a purist. Like we have our cocoa bars, our can of doggy, can of kitty. So folks, we didn't leave the cats and dogs out of this equation because they have an endocannabinoid system just like ours. But guess what? Your veterinarian, he won't be giving Fido a jar of this. He'll give him the chemo just like they give the human patients, the two-legged ones. Folks, it's the biggest racket on planet Earth. It's a multi-trillion-dollar industry. The oil, the CBD oil business, is a multi-billion-dollar industry. And guess what? The humans won't be able to even heal on the CBD oil. It's a damn placebo, Paul. That's all it is, just a big placebo.
Well, circling back to the Rick Simpson oil, and I'm not speaking ill of Rick Simpson.
No, I mean,
he's trying to do the best that he can do in support of humanity, and we need a lot more of that than instead of a lot less. But right. What is missing in the CBD oil is the 108 terpenes, the over 500 phytonutrients. You eat a cup of apple seeds, you will die of arsenic poisoning. But if you eat an entire apple, including the seeds and the core, the other phytonutrients in the apple actually teach your body how to protect itself from the arsenic. And the terpenes and phytonutrients in hemp paste is the same. It teaches the liver how to deal with the CBD oil. If you're only doing the single molecule CBD oil, it goes straight to the liver, it builds up, and it actually toxifies the liver because it can't get rid of it.
Yep.
Or if the liver is able to deal with it, it pushes it into your fat cells, and you carry that CBD around with you until the day you die. So it doesn't make any sense to me. It really, really doesn't. Canon Cannabis 101, it is the Solutions for the Planet on the YouTube channel privatist.me. That's privatist.me. And the episode is Solutions for the Planet for June 12th, 2015. I mean, this is not new. This is not new science. You've been doing this for forever. It's for June 12th, 2015, and that is the privatist.me page, and I can pop that up here, too.
Cool.
Let's see.
And that was the whole point was creating solutions, brother, was giving people the way to empower themselves. People know if people think I'm just in this for the money, they miss the boat. The CBD oil makers, they're in it for the money, folks, and they don't care about you. They don't care whether you heal or not. They're not going to give you a superior product. They're planning on going after mushrooms next. I don't want to get into that, but there's my link page. Thank you, Paul. But it's it's folks. I mean, this is what Big Pharma does best. They destroy things that will work for humanity, just like what they're doing. Now they're putting billions of dollars into the mushroom game up north. And Paul Stamets, he's sort of the godfather of mushrooms. And even he's really nervous because they're putting billions into it. You can go to the bank. If Big Pharma's got their hands in it, they're stuffing, they're funding billions to get the psilocybin mushrooms, which are very, very effective to heal humanity as well. But that, you know, they're going to get their hands in it. They're going to make some synthetic lab created piece of crap that ain't going to work. Folks, I cover that too. Anyways, Paul, that's why I work outside the box.
Yeah.
I work with that medicine too, chocolate infused mushrooms. Folks, well, there's ways to heal this human on so many different levels. And this is what we're going to be doing regular shows weekly for the next few months. And folks, you're going to know more than 99% of humanity if you follow Dr. Pete and Paul. I promise you, I won't lead you into the lurch. I won't misguide you, because folks, it's paramount to me that the truth comes out. Big Pharma does not want this truth coming out. The oil industry sure as hell doesn't want this coming out, but this is the best kept secret on planet Earth, Paul. It's been around for, you know, like I say, 28 million years, but nobody knew to make a paste. But even back 2,000 years ago, Paul, they were actually making a paste. They were actually getting good, like a top oil, and they would put it into the compounds into a clay pot, and they just let it decarboxylate in the sun for about 7 days, and they would eat it as real food, just like the paste.
Well, okay, that's getting like closer to the whole fermenting thing. I mean, the reason that Asians Far Easterns are healthier, even though they're eating soy and they're eating rice and all that, is they eat a lot of fermented foods, and those fermented foods have the gut bacteria that keeps them healthy. You've got the brain, you've got the heart brain, and you've got the gut brain. You got to keep them all functioning intelligently for your own perfect health. Now, let's actually meet Mr. Happy and hear what he has to say about the difference between the CBD oil and the edible healing paste.
Hello, my name is Happy Hemp Paste, but you can call me Happy. I am from a large family, and we are growing like weeds. I have a story to tell you. Did you know that science has discovered that CBD oil is damaged? Many of the important healing compounds evaporate during extraction. Did you know that hemp paste uses no machines and no chemicals, so there is no damage done, and I leave no environmental footprint? Oh yes, I am so much better than CBD oil because my paste has no waste, because I am whole plant-based. Only two ingredients in every jar: my flour and coconut oil. The most natural form of me ever. Here, try some.
I love that guy.
Brad went over. He went overboard and created Mr. Happy back in I think the 22nd of October 2019 is when Mr. Happy arrived on the playing seat. You know, brother, because of people's attention spans being so short and stuff, we had to create a short 2-minute video. We have another video. It's called The Billion Dollar Rick Simpson Oil Blunder. And this is not a put down on Rick Simpson. So anybody who takes offense that I'm throwing poop balls at Rick's front door, I am not. He started the party. He's got my respect. I love the man. However, if he would have known about making the pace, my goodness, he could have helped 32 for the price of one, because I see the RSO oil being sold for $1,500 for 90 doses. For $1,500, you get 15 jars, 100-dose jars. You know, that's 1,500 doses of medicine that works even more effectively than the oil. But like I say, I give him credit, because the THC molecule, when we did the video with Gail, we did that doctor from Computence University that showed in that 5 minutes what happens to cancer cells in real time when THC meets it on the battlefield. Anyways.
Yeah. I'm sure that if Rick Simpson actually knew the science behind it and actually knew that, if he was to actually go to ediblehealingpace.com and look at the lab reports and the information, and the difference between oil and paste is on the website. It's in videos under resources. So if he was to go there, I'm sure that he would at least entertain going a different direction than with what he's doing. It's crazy to me how we have gone so far off the rails that it doesn't make any sense.
Well, the problem is, brother, people don't stop to second guess stuff. They just sort of hang their giddy up on somebody else that's doing the process. Well, the Rick Simpson, he did heal a lot of humans, thousands. Did. Because he had the primary molecule, which is THC, which always kills the crap out of cancer cells. But imagine if he had the THC paste. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so if we could just take a 1-minute break. We're going to talk about edible healing paste here, and we're going to talk about it some more. And we'll be right back right after this. Hi, I'm Paul from ediblehealingpaste.com, and I'm honored to be affiliated with MyNutra, makers of hemp paste. Hemp paste is a whole food product that still contains most, if not all, of the terpenes, phytonutrients, essential elements, and CBDs of the raw hemp plant. CBD oil manufacturing methods strip away living essential elements, leaving only one, a dead CBD oil. CBD oil alone simply cannot support the entourage effect that occurs when hemp paste's essential nutrients go to work to support your optimum health. Almost 200 terpenes and over 500 other phytonutrients work together with a synergistic effect that simply doesn't happen with CBD oil alone. Visit ediblehealingpaste.com to learn more, and be sure to check out the impressive array of hemp paste enriched products while you're there. That's ediblehealingpaste.com. ediblehealingpaste.com.
Okay. And we do have one article that, I just pop it up for a second so they know that it exists. It was a research on problems abound with dementia drugs. And I would, so people who are dealing, it's all psychological, Paul. All these chemicals, they stop the molecular structure of the cells of the communication skills of the brain stem to be working together, because the synthetic poisons actually deteriorate and cause brain fog, dead spots in the brain, sort of like aspartame, a bunch of other chemicals that people are taking. But if you could just pop that up just for a second, then I'm going to just go into it, and then we'll cover the top 10 list of product things that the paste can help, and go into our finish up on a wrap up. This is a really good article. Yeah. Researchers reveal cannabis removes toxic Alzheimer's protein from the brain. Perfect. And we don't have to show all the dialogue. I just wanted to show the people in this video that this link exists. It'll be in the drop down for their consumption after the fact. I just want to cover just 2 seconds on this about the dementia drugs, folks. They're the worst things you can possibly take. First of all, they're expensive. Alzheimer's prescription drugs are costly. While Medicaid covers much of the cost, prescription drugs for dementia can add up to hundreds of dollars per month. For seniors who live on fixed incomes, this may amount to may be unattainable, forcing them to choose drugs over other necessities like food or vice versa. Second of all, they carry nasty side effects. Among the pervasive side effects of dementia medicines are abdominal cramps, bruising, confusion, constipation, diarrhea, insomnia, muscle cramps, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, and weight loss. They're ineffective except for maybe one. Anyways, while the statistics may vary to agree on this point, Alzheimer's prescription medications aren't very effective at doing what they say they'll do. In a meta-analysis of 41 randomized control trials published in Alzheimer's Research and Therapy, the research team concludes that there is not one drug that reduces neuropsychiatric symptoms of Alzheimer's. Well, there you go, folks. I didn't write it. So, see, Paul, that's why I like using these tools. This is not me saying it. This is not Dr. Peter saying it. Folks, I've been doing research on this plant for a decade. I mean, it's like they won't. There's more articles on what it can heal from Alzheimer's, dementia. Matter of fact, Paul, let's just pop over our top 10 list real quick and we'll move forward from there.
Okay, so it's powerofpositivity.com. Thepowerofpositivity.com. It's not the power. Just go to powerofpositivity.com. Again, this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure any disease and should not be considered medical advice. Do your own research before acting on any information presented here. I want it made clear that this is opinion and editorial. Right. This is opinion. Okay.
Yeah, whoever wrote the article, that's their opinion. So, folks, but it's, you know, they're putting two and two together. So it's up to you to follow along and put two and two together. But Alzheimer's and dementia treatment, brother. So here I want to talk about this just for a second, and then we'll step into the top 10 list. It says, when we investigated the power of THC, we found that it was very effective inhibitor of acetylcholinesterase. It's a big $50 word. We also found that THC was considerably more effective than two of the approved drugs. It's a good thing that cannabis use is becoming less and less taboo, especially for those with medical conditions. To give you an idea of just how widespread cannabis is as either primary or secondary treatment options, consider what's been thought to help treat Alzheimer's disease, of course. Cannabis can help Alzheimer's disease, anxiety, cancer, Crohn's disease, folks, chronic pain, eating disorders, epilepsy, excessive weight loss, glaucoma, inflammation, loss of appetite, mental health conditions such as schizophrenia, post-traumatic stress disorder. Doc Peter should know. And by the way, folks, I actually take my own medicine. Doc Peter makes his own nighttime paste and heals his own human because I've been dealing with PTSD for a long time. Also helps nausea and vomiting from chemo. Folks, this paste is the only thing I know that can remediate the side effects of chemo in real time if you choose to do it. I hate when people choose to do it, but folks, it's a lot easier on your body if you don't, because it destroys the human DNA. That's what chemo does. And that's why your body usually comes back in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. If they do clear you, it's even worse because they destroy the genetic code of your human, your DNA, by doing chemo processes. Anyways, this also helps multiple sclerosis, muscle spasms. Anyways, folks, this article will be left for your consumption, and I don't want to go into a long breath, Paul. But this was probably something most people weren't aware. Anything that's dealing with neurogenic or psychogenic issues, the paste can get them off those psychogenic medications. You down dose, if you're doing Xanax, you're gonna down dose, go half a dose for a week beyond the paste. Within usually 2 to 3 weeks, you're off that psychotropic. Same with opioids, usually 3 to 5 days or less. You can get off of opioids with no side effects. You can stay on the pace. And like I say, if you got cancer, likes to play with the cancer and knock the hell out of it, because cancer cannot live with the THC and the other molecules, even CBN, CBG, CBDAs, all are integral parts of destroying the damn cancer cells that are taking over the body. So why put yourself through hell, folks, when you have an immediate alternative that's been around here for years? And now you know that Doc Peter and Brother Paul are here to share that beautiful medicine with you. This is what it's all about. So we're all in this together. And I guess, Brother Paul, let's just cover the top 10 list real quick, and then we'll move forward with the cleanup. I know we don't have any questions.
I want to talk about one thing, though, quickly, sure. And that is there's other associated things that people can do. First of all, humic and fulvic acid. Fulvic acid is a nanonutrient, and it's able to carry things into across the blood-brain barrier, so it's able to carry things into like the interstitial fluids and into the lymphatic system and into the brain, and it can actually there was a study that was done of cannabis users that started supplementing with a oil that or a resin that is rich in fulvic acid. And what they found over the course of a 6 or a 9 week study, that the cannabis users in the study group actually naturally reduced their cannabis use by 50%. They were actually only using 50% of the cannabis they were using before, because right. The fulvic acid made the phytonutrients, made the terpenes, made the CBDs in the cannabis more available to the body. So
the receptors opened up more. It's cleaned out the house a little bit, so it can open up the receptors, so they can upload more medication with less, right. But with less.
But the point I'm trying to make also is that it works with everything. So if you are on pharmaceuticals, and which is your choice, nobody's telling you not to be taking pharmaceutical drugs. You're in control of your own medical freedom. You make your own medical choices. I'm not telling you what to do. But people that have started taking humic and fulvic mineral supplements have found that their big pharmaceuticals have become infinitely more effective, and it magnified the side effects of those pharmaceuticals, which the people naturally associated with the humic and fulvic mineral supplement they were taking, because they weren't experiencing those side effects before. Well, just because you're not experiencing the side effects does not mean that your body is not experiencing the damage that is that results in the presentation of those side effects. The fulvic acid just made them so much more. So if you're taking a pharmaceutical drug, or if you're on a vitamin or a whole food regimen, whatever, and you add fulvic acid to your diet, which is a very good thing, because it makes the nutritious things more beneficial. It's very good to add fulvic acid to your diet. There's a great liquid trace mineral complex. You can get it from vibranthealthminerals.com. And I'm not going to say it's dirt cheap. It's like $38-$39 for a 32-ounce bottle. It's basically, it's under $40 a month to make everything else you're doing more effective, more efficient, and more beneficial. So check that out, vibranthealthminerals.com, for more information on that.
Beautiful. So,
and okay, let's do that top 10 list. Let me get rid of this, and we'll pop back up here. Now we've got cancer at the top of the list.
Yep. Anyways, so folks, these, I just gave a short list. This is my, I call it my top 10 list, folks. It's not even close to being conclusive, folks. There's probably a couple thousand different diseases I could list on what cannabis has been known to help remediate. But there, like I say, there's no product out there in the oil industry that can remediate the side effects of chemo, the opioids, the chemical synthesis that Big Pharma's got everybody on. So this is the huge thing, folks. You can get off the Big Pharma chemicals, quit feeding and subsidizing your own demise, and it can be done dirt cheap, because this plant's been around forever. And when you start activating all the molecular structure of your human, folks, it also helps Tourette syndrome, seizures, migraines, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, IBS, and Crohn's, Alzheimer's. We just covered the Alzheimer's thing, premenstrual syndrome, folks. And the list is, it'll be a long one. I'd be here all day. I just wanted to keep it simple because most people are unaware that food grade edible healing paste can help remediate all this stuff in short order. And, you know, folks, welcome to the next level of your healing. And it's so simple. See, folks, I knew if it wasn't simple, it was wrong. I also share stuff, Paul. Yeah, you know what I do. I share the 1 Minute Cure book about food grade hydrogen peroxide, teaching people how to nebulize with sodium bicarbonate to clear out their lungs.
But I want to also mention that there is baking soda. Baking soda, it's dirt cheap. You get Bob's Red Mill, or you can get a brand named Pure. And it's cheap. It's like 10, 11 bucks for 2 pounds of aluminum free food and pharmaceutical grade baking soda. And you just add a pinch of that to like your beverages, like during the day, whatever. It alkalizes the liquids that you're taking in. It moves your body toward an alkaline state. Yep. Dis-ease, which is nothing more than the presentation, than the eruption of a imbalance in the body. You know, like Dr. Robert Young, he says, if you've got a sick fish, what do? You clean
the
water.
Do
you change the water, or do you medicate the fish? Okay.
Well,
so if you've got a diseased machine or a diseased machine, work on the balance in the machine, and the disease will eliminate itself. You know, don't look at your doctor for that miracle pill or the wonder shot to fix something that you caused because you eat like crap. Don't look at him to fix it, because the only things in his toolbox are pharmaceutical based. They only treat the symptoms. They don't treat the disease. So the disease still exists. They've only alleviated the symptoms.
Paul, put up your link so people can find it. Ediblehealingpaste.com is where Paul can be found. Anyways, I think we sort of
to make a long story short. Peter's email link is ediblehealingpaste@protonmail.com. That's ediblehealingpaste@protonmail.com. You can go to ediblehealingpaste.com and you can find out more information. You could also check out the other quality products.
If you can superimpose the 2,000 milligram jar at the end of the show, so it shows the last 5 minutes of us sharing, that's fine too. I don't even know how Doctor loves talking about solutions for the planet. We got tons of them, Paul, from growing to self-empowerment to dense nutritional growing to food grade hydrogen peroxide, 1 minute cure. I mean, we got so much stuff, folks, that we can help humanity heal. Big Pharma hates when I give away the 1 minute cure book, Paul. As a matter of fact, I actually put it in the Skype. You can give it away. It says Dr. Peter shares incredible info on 1 minute cure. It's a downloadable book. The way I sent it, put it in your box. So after you're done, let's give the humans a free gift with food grade hydrogen peroxide that helps cancer, AIDS, and a bunch of stuff. So when I'm healing the humans from cancer, or the humans are healing themselves from cancer, doing dense nutrition, drinking lots of fluids, food grade hydrogen peroxide is another simple catalyst that knocks the crap out of cancer cells, because cancer cannot live in an oxygen-rich environment. And so I gave away this free book that's called The 1 Minute Cure. Page 70 has the dosing instructions. Even a 5-year-old can follow the dosing instructions, folks. I'm all about simplicity. And just because your doctor didn't tell you about this, folks, that doesn't mean it's not true. Because your white coat doctor will never tell you what I'm telling you.
Right.
I was one of those for 10 years. That's why I used to be in their game, folks. I'm longer in that game. I've been an alternative healer since I got out.
Absolutely. The 1 Minute Cure, The Secret to Healing Virtually All Diseases, by Madison Cavanaugh.
There you go.
And there's the book right there. So, yeah, we've talked about all kinds of fun things, and we've also talked about some unfun things. And basically, You are what you eat. So if you eat junk, you're going to be dealing with that. So just don't do something to treat the discomfort or to treat the dis-ease. Do something to straighten out the condition of your body, strengthen your immune system, move toward alkalinity, oxygenate your cells there's hydrogen water, there's food grade hydrogen peroxide, there's
sodium bicarbonate and a nebulizer. That's another protocol, folks. Let me give you the recipe, bro. So anybody that's got upper respiratory infections, lung cancer, stuff like that, I'm not saying it's going to heal. I'm not going to say it's going to cure it. I'm just going to say you'll be really impressed with the results, because when you do a nebulizer, you need 4 teaspoons to 16 ounces of distilled water. You make up your jar of distilled water with 4 teaspoons of use Red Mill brand. And the reason I use Red Mill brand, because I don't trust Arm & Hammer, because a doctor friend of mine, Dr. Mark Circus, who talks about magnesium, that's another subject for another day. He was basically saying Arm & Hammer's compromised, and they put aluminum silicate in it, which is basically a brain blocker. So you can't even trust Big Pharma to tell you the truth in advertising on the side of the boxes. So you can get a Red Mill brand from any health food store on the planet, or you can buy it right online. But that's the sodium bicarbonate I know has not been compromised. So, you know, bro, we've got to watch everything on the planet, because they're destroying everything. I mean, if they can destroy the oil and make billions of dollars, what makes you think they won't destroy everything else? And they've done a really good job at pretty much destroying any dense nutrition that human can get. And the doctors take four, the medical docs, we only take 4 alternative dense nutrition classes about 8 years. So is it any wonder that the medical industrial complex has no healing clues over at their house? Folks, if you found this video, you're at the right place. Keep coming back. Paul and I will be back in probably the loop next week. I'll be setting up another show, and we're going to be talking about solutions, folks. And we bring, anyways, Paul, thank you so much for helping me out with the big lift today.
It was huge fun. And let me bring myself back into the show here. We talked about a lot of things, and I think we've taken some steps to actually empower people to actually make medical decisions and to make choices that are in line with their happy and vibrant health. So happy life, vibrant health. And it's what else can we do but act in service to humanity? That's it.
Exactly. That's what we're here for, folks. Yep. That's what this is all about. We're here to help humanity. This is not about a paycheck. It's not about making money. Folks, I left that train a long time ago. If I was about making money, I'd still be in the medical industrial complex killing humans. And the tricks they do, it's like, look at the opioid. As a matter of fact, it's ironic because my ex was actually watching a video about the Sackler family and the opioid friggin' control scam, which I actually watched that video. I says, I knew. But yeah, folks, they create opioid issue. Well, guess what? Anybody that's on coke, crystal, opioids, you want to get off that crap? You're going to, well, send Doc Peter an email, edible healing paste@protonmail.com, and I'll show you how to get the hell off the garbage, and you don't have to suffer anymore. So you can get off the crazy train whenever you want. It's up to you, because the food grade medicine will eradicate your jonesing for that garbage. It will remediate the side effects. Folks, I'm sitting on a $1 billion industry, and you know what? I got the best kept secret on planet Earth. This is all fixing to change, folks. Welcome to Doc Peter's house. And yes, if you're having issues, you want to get off those poison pills, feel free to just send me an email, and I'll be glad to give you simple alternative protocols to heal your human.
And I want to make sure that it's clear that the difference between cannabis and hemp with respect to the hemp paste. Okay, the difference between cannabis and hemp is simply the ratio of THC to CBD. That's it. Exactly. You know, all the other phytochemicals, all the other phyto and macronutrients, all the other terpenes, they are essentially identical.
And the irony, Paul, is 90% of all oncologists will use the same cancer poisons they give to you, folks. If that doesn't tell you what time it is, that you're just a money mark, and that I know, folks, it's hard to believe. You know, you got 5 decades watching Marcus Welby, MD, and all these other stupid programs, so you can give over your power. And folks, they've sworn an oath to Apollon, and that ain't the friggin' god of the planet. That's a Greek god. And the Hippocrates, you know, they actually took an oath, and Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine." And Big Pharma definitely was not sitting at the buffet table when Hippocrates said that.
Okay, now how upside down is this? If a doctor takes a Hippocratic oath. That used to say, first, do no harm. But now, doctors aren't even taking that oath anymore. But they called the Hippocratic Oath, and they named it after the guy that said, let food be thy medicine.
Yep.
How upside down is this?
Yep.
What kind of happy horse hockey is that? So, anyway.
And then they created CBD oil, which is neither food nor medicines, because once you destroy the molecular structure through high heat burn process, you just destroyed the genetic code of your plant. They can't do the job it was supposed to do because you got stupid with the plant matter by doing what you did. It's oil. You know, shut up in 2 seconds. You take a tomato off that plant. You don't bring it in the house and smash the hell, put some ethanol on it just so you can get the lycopene out of it. You say, no, I want all the compounds. I want everything that's activated. I'll just go get me some Celtic grade salt, which is a good salt, and cut it off the vine and eat it as is. And I get everything, and I didn't have to destroy my plant to get it. So, folks, if that resonates with you to continue with buying oil because they're making oil and they're destroying it, You're subsidizing your own demise with Big Pharma. GW Pharmaceuticals owns the 86 patents on CBD oil. That should tell you everything. Hey, bro, we'll do a juicing show too. I have a doctor I want to bring on with you because he teaches juicing with medicine. Dr. William Courtney. And anyways, I talked to him about 2 months ago, and I told him I'd be starting up a new show. I would love to bring him in. I have an excellent article that endorses juicing because I'm all down with juicing.
Okay, well, I've had a lot of fun today. Yes, I've had a lot of fun today, and yeah, I think it's time to wrap this up. So
I think so. Yeah. Well, anyways, folks. Well, until next time, we'll be back. Anyways, you know where to find us. Paul's at GVN, and this is Solutions for the Planet with Doc Peter. Did a few years of Solutions for the Planet. I guess you could call this part two with Doc Peter. Because part one got covered years ago on my videos page, which Paul already showed. So you can go read. I like to cover stuff that nobody else talks about, folks. This is all about solutions. This is all about empowerment. So welcome everybody aboard. And we're going to take a lot more fun rides as we go. Thank you so much for what you do, Brother Paul.
Hey, thank you for what you do. And it was great fun. I enjoyed it. And I hope the viewers enjoyed it as well. We'll catch you next time on Solutions for the Planet with Doc Peter on Global Voice Network. This program is presented for information purposes only. The statements made herein have not been evaluated by any agency and should not be considered professional, legal, or medical advice. Viewers are directed to consult their own professional sources before acting on any information presented here.